This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Yesterday, the Bethel City Council interviewed a candidate for city attorney and chose to reopen the application period. This came a day after council rejected both finalists for the city manager position as well. Mark Springer explained the decision to pass on the candidate for city attorney.
She said, "I don't have labor negotiation experience, I don't have debt collection experience. I'm sure she's a perfectly competent attorney, but she doesn't have necessarily the skill set that certainly I was looking for."
Council had narrowed the city attorney candidates to two finalists before Wednesday's interviews. One of the finalists withdrew her application hours before the interview. City Clerk Lori Strickler said she was not told why. On Tuesday, the city council rejected both finalists for the city manager position as well. That was because one candidate had a sexual assault accusation in his background and the other had been charged with domestic violence. The city's executive search firm GovHR Senior Vice President Sarah McKee explains why they were the finalists.
Well, they were the most qualified. They had experience managing municipalities of similar size to Bethel. You know, they both had city manager experience.
McKee said she knew of the candidates' backgrounds early on in the process.
We see that from the very beginning. I mean, we Google them just like everybody else does.
She had also recommended candidates with less municipal experience but with cleaner backgrounds.
Those were included in the candidate pool that we sent to the city. They chose not to interview them. Also keep in mind that this council was not the same council that chose these two candidates.
Former Councilmember Leif Albertson explained that GovHR recommended three final candidates. One was a former city employee who left on bad terms, so he was out, says Albertson. He said the council was aware of one finalist's sexual assault allegation, but because there were no charges, they moved forward. The other finalist's domestic violence charge he did not hear about, and he says the rest of the candidates were just not qualified. So far, the city has paid GovHR $28,000 to recruit candidates for city manager and city attorney. The city council rejected each candidate and plans to direct GovHR to reopen the application periods for both positions. City Clerk Lori Strickler says this will require more money. She also says it often takes time to fill these city positions.
Fortunately, we've got Bill Howell as acting city manager. He's doing a great job. We've got a contract attorney who's very familiar with the organization. So we're in a really good position to make sure that we're taking our time so we don't feel like we have to rush in.
The city is also still reviewing candidates for police chief. Next, in Chilista news, Chilista Corporation says this year's Acalista distribution is the biggest yet. The amount of money that will be disbursed has increased 15% compared to last year. In dollars, that means Chilista will distribute a total $2.97 million to shareholders. Last year, the number was $2.7 million. The money belongs to the Chilista Corporation Settlement Trust, which was created 2 years ago. So any funds that are given out are called distributions because trusts created by native corporations cannot give out dividends. Dividends are basically payments to the people that own shares in the company, also called shareholders. But while the pot of money is bigger, the number of shareholders also grew. Chilista says they added 1,600 new shareholders this year for a total of 31,400 shareholders. Here are some more numbers. Each share is worth 88 cents, and the average shareholder owns about 100 apiece. So each shareholder should receive roughly $88 this year. Applications for direct deposit are due October 31st. Chilista says this year's distribution is expected to have an economic impact of $1.8 million for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Finally, people learning Yupik now have another way to practice. A new Yupik language app aims to help them develop their skills outside the classroom. The goal is to revitalize a language in Bristol Bay. KDLG's Izzy Ross has more.
All right, so we're looking at the Yukdin app, lesson three, foods. So we're going to learn.
Utkuk Michelle Ilutzik-Snyder and Diane Wetter are trying out a new way to learn Yupik during a conference at the Bristol Bay campus in Dillingham. The Yukdun app has games and lessons with pictures of local people acting out words and phrases. And it was put together by Achanak Esther Alutzik, the director of Yupik Studies for the Southwest Region School District. She's also Utkuk's mom. Alutzik's department has spent years building a curriculum to strengthen oral language skills.
It was something that the district, my district, had recommended that we revitalize the Yupik language. And we've been putting curriculum together to revitalize our language, having a strong oral Yupik language base. But we needed something else to help the student and community members.
The hope is to reach students and other potential speakers through technology. Alutzik began to develop the app in 2016. To do so, she gathered a committee of community members, elders, and instructors from villages around the region, along with 45 lessons and features that focus on basic vocabulary and grammar. The app has cultural lessons and historical photos of people from the area. It also includes a Yupik dance video and rhymes.
Okay, the chant is in the springtime, and I used to always sing this as a little girl, and I don't even remember how I learned it. But in the springtime, you'd see the robins come, and you always sang this to the robins. And so that was one of my favorite memories, to sing to the robin. Bituchulik, bituchulik is a robin. Bituchulik, bituchulik, nolich tuktuk, the robin married.
Pronunciation of the same word can vary, even from village to village. So when Alutzik and her team developed the app, they made sure to include different pronunciations, using local voices from Nustuyahok, Manakotik, Togiak, and Alekmagik.
Yeah, most people around here say.
Back at the campus, Wetter and Alutzik Snyder are learning those subtle differences.
A different dialect, I think, is Hama. Hama.
Yeah. Alutzik Snyder says the app is so helpful because it's geared toward all levels.
What I really like about the quiz portion of it is there's a section where you can record your own voice saying the word, and then you can compare it to them saying the word, so you can kind of hear maybe how yours differs and what you need to work on.
Achanak Alutzik cautions that the app is only supplementary. While it provides an introduction to Yupik, she says that nothing can replace good, old-fashioned classes. Still, the games on the app can help solidify the lessons. According to Alutzik, the app is part of building a bridge to past generations and encouraging people to explore their history.
We have this void within the culture of our people. It's a couple of generations. It comes from the flu epidemic, and where the children of those people that passed away weren't able to pass on the information.
The Yukdun app was released in August. Now instructors and students can download it on iPhones and iPads. Alutzik hopes that by making practice more accessible, people will be encouraged to start speaking outside the classroom. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
Thanks for listening to KYUK. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.